From 89.7 WGBH in Boston and in partnership with WCAI on Cape Cod and New England Public Media in Springfield, this is In It Together. I'm Arun Roth. Every weeknight, we're getting together with you, our listeners, so we can talk about how we're all coping with the coronavirus pandemic. We'll be here as long as you need us. With most people working from home, there are fewer cars on the road. We've even heard news this week that because of this, there's less air pollution right now. But when you finally do get in your car to drive to the office after months of working from home, or if you need to get out for some emergency reason before that, the last thing you want is car trouble. With us to talk more about cars and how you can maintain yours, this time, is Evangelo Lucky Papageorge. He's the executive director of the Massachusetts Alliance of Automotive Service Providers. Thanks for calling in, Lucky.
Oh, my pleasure, Ron. Thank you for the opportunity.
Did I butcher your name too badly?
No, not too badly. It's Evangelos, but that's fine.
Evangelos.
Yes.
Excellent. So, first off, are auto body and collision shops, are they would seem essential. Are they open right now?
They are, yes. They are listed as under the automotive industry, and the supply lines that feed automotive, mechanical shops, and collision shops all fall under the essential business category.
And although they fall under essential business, is there enough business to keep them going? Do we have a sense of any shops that have had to close because of this?
Well, there are. The thing to keep in mind is that, you know, there were vehicles that were already in the pipeline as far as in the repair process or had appointments scheduled up until now. But what's happened with the diminished number of people on the road, obviously there are fewer incidents of accidents and things of that nature happening mechanically with vehicles as well. So there has been a drop off.
Do we have a sense of how many are still open right now in the state?
If there was to be picked a percentage, I would say right now 25 to 30% may have closed down or cut back on hours at this point.
Wow, that's rough. However you cut it.
Right.
So with less driving, obviously comes less need for mechanics. That's why we are here. This is going to be continuing at least through May, it seems, though I think we understand it could be even longer than that. Can you talk about, well, first off, you know, for when you actually are working, how you know, it affects how all of us do our jobs. That's why I'm talking to you from my home right now. How does social distancing work for mechanics when you're doing your jobs?
Well, from the mechanic side as well as the collision repair side, we've all had to put in different methods of handling customers and things of that nature. A lot of collision shops and mechanical shops have started to offer pickup and delivery, an added step in the procedure of taking in a vehicle now involves the disinfecting of the vehicle as they take it into the shop in order to protect the employees of the shop. And then again, when returning the vehicle back to the owner, the vehicles are disinfected again. In the case of vehicles that are involved in collision repair and insurance companies are involved, there are many insurance companies that have added that to what they do cover. There are still some insurance companies that are balking at it, considering it not part of the repair process.
So if somebody were to bring their car in, what's the responsible way to do that, to interact with folks like the mechanics?
Well, basically, I believe, at least, again, as I stated from the collision standpoint, we basically have paperwork, as do mechanics, that need to be signed, authorizations of repair. A lot of the businesses have gone to doing that electronically. They send the paperwork out in advance to the customer, the owner of the vehicle. The authorizations are signed. Paperwork is left in the car, and when the vehicle is picked up and brought to the repair facility, that paperwork comes along with it. You know, it would be nice if the person that owned the vehicle did a little cleaning of the vehicle, disinfecting, to also help protect those that are getting into the car to move it. But a lot of the facilities are bringing that material with them, wiping the vehicles down, wearing the gloves and 95 masks.
So for car owners, you know, I have this idea in my head, and I'm not sure where I get it, what it's based on, that I should be, say, starting my car maybe every few days or something like that. What do you do when you're not driving your car for a long time to make sure that you're going to maintain it and it's ready to go when you need it?
Well, there's a couple of things you can do, especially for what, again, as you indicated, may become a prolonged period of time. You may want to add a fuel additive to your tank, such as there's a product out on the market called Stable, because gas can go bad just sitting idly in a car. It does take some time, but we really don't know how long we're going to be in this predicament that we find ourselves in now. So that may not be a bad idea, is if you're going to top your tank off, to add the Stable to it. One of the things that people should keep in mind, that just by going out and starting your vehicle, you're really not doing anything to help maintain the battery. You really need to physically get out and drive the vehicle, because the RPMs of the engine driving the alternator and generator is what brings a charge back to the battery. So by merely going out and starting it and letting it idle, you might actually be diminishing the voltage in the battery.
So you want to get those wheels moving.
Right. And another thing that's not a bad idea, if your vehicle's been sitting, and it's just a general good rule of thumb, if your vehicle's been sitting for any period of time, you want to make sure you walk around the outside of the vehicle, look at your tires to make sure that they haven't, because they will lose air just sitting there. It's just the nature of the rubber and air getting out of there. You could lose air tire pressure. A lot of the newer vehicles have pressure sensors in the valve stems now, so that when you get in your vehicle and it does a self-check, it will let you know if your pressure is down. But it's a good idea to walk around, check your tires visibly, and make sure that they at least look properly inflated. And then, again, if you haven't driven for a while, the car starts up okay, you may want to pull forward or back far enough that you can look where the vehicle had been parked to make sure that there hasn't been anything that's been leaking out while the vehicle has been sitting there. You know, you may have developed an oil leak or a water leak. And typically when we use our vehicles a lot, we don't necessarily notice that. But if it's been sitting in one spot for a long period of time, it would be more noticeable, and it's a good idea to check the ground under the vehicle.
You know, I was talking with one of our medical experts, and put the question to them about driving is actually a fairly good way to get out and maintain social distance. You know, if you want to get out of a house for a while, but recommending still against, I guess, like going out of state trips. But any tips for people who you know want to make sure that their car is good for the long haul when they need it?
Well, I mean, any normal maintenance on a vehicle is obviously important. That's another reason that the mechanical and automotive industry has been considered an essential business, is that, you know, people do rely on their vehicles in an emergency, or even just to, you know, your peace of mind to get out and change your scenery by driving around a little bit. And again, as you said, you're able to maintain that social distancing. So, you know, it's not a bad idea. It keeps you occupied. Check under the hood. Make sure your belts are okay. Give them a tug. Make sure that nothing's gone loose or anything of that nature. Just, you know, overall looking over the vehicle is a good idea anytime.
Lucky it's
sitting. One thing to keep in mind, too, just to interrupt real quick, if the vehicle's been sitting for any length of time, sometimes your brake rotors oxidize a little bit, so when you start out, you may hear a grinding noise. It's not something you have to be overly concerned about. You know, once you've applied the brakes a few times, that should go away.
Good stuff.
A lot of people get concerned. Yeah.
Lucky, thanks so much. This is helpful stuff. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thanks for the opportunity.
That's Evangelos Lucky Papageorge. He's the executive director of the Massachusetts Alliance of Automotive Service Providers.